This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of July 21st and news on the Edge. Still dealing with a little bit of rain on the daily basis, but if you're dodging raindrops, please come out to the Edge and enjoy a good time. The Edge Business District Association is a nonprofit whose mission is to help our local business community thrive, but really focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we've got nearly 130 businesses now that look to us for guidance, and just such a pleasure to work here in the city of St. Pete. Tons of upcoming events. So summertime sometimes slows down, but not in the Edge. So on July 24th, there's a clothing and jewelry repair class at Sans Market in the evening. So the whole concept is how to kind of extend the life of our clothes and our jewelry and other things so that we're not replacing them and we're kinder to the planet and to our wallets. July 26th, Ferg's has women's wrestling. So if you're a big sports fan and want to see some live wrestling, let's go over to Ferg's and enjoy that. On July 27th, the Pink Palm Pool Club at Moxie Rooftop. So if you've not been to the rooftop at Moxie, this is the perfect chance to go poolside. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. on July 27th. You can go to at Moxie St. Pete for Instagram and see about getting tickets for that. And they're doing it in August and September as well. There's always weekly food events at 15th Street Farms. So if you want to find out about all those, you can go to the edgedistrict.org, and our events button has a calendar for all things going on Edge and nearby. And then also straight to 15th Street Farm. So it's 15thstfarm.com. And you can go directly to their events, get tickets for that. Not far away, August 8th and 9th, Amplify Women Tampa Bay, the 2025 Summit. It's at the James Museum, so nearby in our downtown sister district. And that was voted, I think, the top of the event space in Tampa Bay. So the James Museum, awesome place. And our Amplify Women, we've got many women-owned businesses from the Edge District and Association are going to be there participating, speaking. So it's a great thing for the community. Last but not least, Halloween on Central. Still looking for those sponsors and vendors to help us cover the costs of that event. And it's halloweenoncentral.com to find out everything you need to know to reach out into the community. We've got 100,000 people coming to that event. So we want to make sure we pay for it and have a great time in St. Pete. So a little did you know about the Edge District? We have a river flowing through the Edge District and under Central Avenue. So if you've not seen that before, it is near She's So Crispy and the new Edge Garage. So between the two of them on that same side of the street, you can go over the little bridge and look down and see a little river running through the Edge and under Central Avenue. A new and coming soon. We've got over a dozen new businesses coming to the Edge this year. Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies, July 26th. That's finally here, the grand opening from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Go by and say hi to Russell and his team. We're so excited to welcome them to the district. And it really is the best time ever to find a brick and mortar location in the Edge with multiple options. And if you're interested, email info@edgedistrict.org. And we can help connect you with those folks that can make it happen. As far as drinking and dining in the Edge, we've got 38 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge, and that'll be up to 39 when Pure Green opens up. But just wanted to call attention to some of the new cool smoothies and refreshers at Cargo Coffee. I had their pina colada without the liquor as I walked around the district in the very hot summertime. It was 100 degrees, but it really made it manageable with that pina colada from Cargo Coffee. Check them out. And then my other thing I like to kind of handhelds in the Edge. So kind of a meal you can grab in your hand, walk around, the baby burrito at Papo's. They've got wraps at Sourdough Co. The Pork Colorado at Red Mesa, although I will tell you, it is so juicy. There may be a little juice dripping, so wrap it up tight. And then summer rolls at Hawker's, chicken Caesar wrap at Ferg's. And then they've got their empanadas partner out front with the food truck where you can grab an empanada for walking around the district. As far as visiting the Edge for shopping, the summer deal racks are out there and they kind of move them in and out when it rains. But if you can dodge the rain, there's some great deals on apparel. And it's just kind of fun to walk along the sidewalk and look at those racks and see what there is to offer. Always really good selections. We have our new service section on the Edge website, so edgedistrict.org. And if you're interested in living in the Edge, living on the Edge or nearby, check out the real estate tab and the construction tab, as well as our section of live, work, play. So welcome to the Edge. Come out. We've got some new apartments that'll be opening up this fall. So better time than ever with everything right at your fingertips to enjoy St. Pete. Last couple of sections, things to do in the Edge, really endless possibilities of eating, drinking, shopping, entertaining. We've got the free scavenger hunt now, so the sand dollar hunt. You can find these sand dollars and businesses all over the district. Just a fun, free way to hunt for everything, and that's facebook.com/groups/sand dollar hunt. And those sand dollars were all hand-painted by the artists at Creative Clay, a great local not-for-profit organization. And we just added Electric Gold's sand dollar to the scavenger hunt. So that's an upstairs location. And then if you're looking for shows in the Edge, we've got magic at the Zubrick Magic Theater, live music at Ferg's, Copa, and more, and drag shows at Enigma. And that's every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So great time to catch some shows and relax in the Edge District. And our local nonprofits and mission-driven businesses are very dear to our hearts. So if you want to check out blueurbanproject.org, they're fundraising to open their first thrift store. And their mission is to foster resilient, vibrant cities that coexist harmoniously with the surrounding marine ecosystem, which benefits our current and future generations. So I kind of love that mission. We're on the water, surrounded by water. And we want to make sure we're good stewards of that environment, but we also want to have a fun city to get around. So this has been News on the Edge. See you soon.